Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. And joining us for that midweek motivation is Mark Edwards from Inglewood Community Church. How you doing?
Hey, Mark.
G'day, Beck and Jazeel. I'm doing fantastic. I'm just cooking the family dinner at the moment. They're all on their way home. And do you want to know what I'm cooking them for dinner?
Butter chicken.
Kebabs.
No, not butter chicken. I'm cooking spicy chicken Mexican tacos.
Do you like
tacos?
Can you express that to us here? Can you deliver it for us?
Yeah. Yeah, Pastor Mark Uber Eats.
Yeah.
But the thing is...
Pronto.
Well, I don't know, you cook food to your family and they come home and you slave over it and they eat it in 5 seconds and you wait for the feedback, don't you? Mm. You wait for, this is good, Dad, or Dad, can Mum cook tomorrow night? So, yeah.
Is that normal? Which of the two is it normally?
Oh, man, she's a better cook than me. There's no question. But I am good at my protein. So the kids do enjoy that.
Nice.
But, hey, I was thinking about feedback. And I was thinking, you know, you guys are talking about hope and you're talking about being encouraging. And I was thinking, you know what it's like when you're just getting criticized and you're just getting critiqued and people, it just feels like everyone's having a go at you.
Mm.
I just wanted to just give two little quick thoughts about that. If that's you and if you're feeling like I've had enough, I just want to encourage you, firstly, that you can't make everyone happy. You just can't. And so try not to take it too personally, because I think when someone gives us critique, someone gives us criticism, sometimes it can be about the issues, sometimes it can be about, you know, like the behaviour, and sometimes it can be personal. So just try to remove, you know, like our own insecurity and how we feel about ourselves from the conversation and try to work out, well, how can this actually make me better? How can I actually learn from this? So, yeah, that's my first thought.
You can't make everyone happy. Love
I like
it.
That.
No. No, I've tried, and the more you try, the less successful you seem to be, particularly if you're in church life. But that's another story, right? And, you know, the other thing I thought about was this, and I was reading Ephesians today, and it just says, "Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ever dream, ask, or think." Mm. And it just got me thinking about how God thinks about us and the sort of, you know, God does give us feedback. He does challenge us. He does change us. He loves us too much to keep us as we are. But I think about God and I think that Jesus has got a plan for our lives that takes into account our mistakes, that takes into account the things and the times we're going to mess up. And that is just, like, so encouraging to me that he deals with our behaviour, he deals with the actions, but as people... He loves us, and he thinks, you know, he thinks the world of us, which is so encouraging, right?
Yeah, we really don't have to be perfect,
yeah.
Exactly.
And I just wish that we could just love as purely as that other people.
Mm.
Like, if we could love like Jesus loved,
yeah.
Which is the goal, but we're human.
Yeah, yeah. We are human. We're all human. And that's encouraging, too, that we can live like that. So, yeah. I need to go and get my coriander out and finish off the tacos and get ready for the family coming home. And I hope you guys get home soon too and get something to eat as well.
Yeah, we're
thank
coming to
you
your
so
house.
Much.
Pastor Mark Edwards from Inglewood Community Church, thank you so much for encouraging us in the middle of the week. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.